Look at a map of the world, and there, near the top, is Greenland. It's the world's largest island. It covers an area larger than Alaska and California combined. But only 57,000 people live in Greenland. That's fewer than live in the city of Greenville, North Carolina. Today, Greenland's residents are making a crucial decision about their future. By midnight, we'll know how they voted in a referendum on self-rule. Greenland is currently a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark. Journalist Carsten Sommer is with Radio Greenland KNR. He is in the Greenland capital, Nuuk. Carsten, a Greenlander told the BBC today that he supports a yes vote on the self-rule referendum because, in his words, we have to make sure that we are not overrun by those who want our riches. Now, what does he mean by that?
I think deep in all Greenlanders, that's the need of feeling that you are master of your own house. 30 years ago, there was a home rule, but the question about who owns the land was not solved at that time. The Greenlanders who have lived up here for thousands of years have now claimed the right that the ground is ours. We don't know if there are these riches of oil and minerals underneath the melting ice and things like that. But now we know this land is ours.
Carsten, other than the kind of general nationalistic feeling that you say is taking over a lot of people in Greenland, isn't there something more specific that's causing this movement? Isn't it the global warming and the fact that with global warming has come easier access to potential wealth in the form of oil and natural gas off the coast of Greenland?
The movement for more independence in Greenland is not connected to the oil. It's connected to quite normal human feelings of people who wish to build their own society. I think there are groups all over the world who can recognize this story, that they want to have their own will in their own country. But I think a lot of it is pride of the Inuits who have lived here for thousands of years, also before electricity and things like that. They survived, so they are strong. I think that's the basis of what people are voting for today.
Carsten, you moved to Greenland from Denmark. I wonder what the feelings of Greenlanders you talk to are toward Denmark. Is there hostility there, or is it softer than that?
It's much softer than that. There's no hostility. You know, people have married with each other and lots of mixed marriages and things like that. So people have strong connections to Denmark also. But still, it's two different peoples. It's two different cultures. As Dane, you have to accept it, recognize that, and have respect for the local culture, because there are lots of Danes like me who get a wonderful life up here. We live in the freshest air, we get the best fish, the best meat from the sea, from reindeer, everything. So it's good to be a Dane in Greenland as long as you respect people and culture.
Carsten Sommer is a journalist with Radio Greenland KNR in the capital Nuuk. Carsten, thank you so much for taking your time.
Thank you for listening to me.